Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. And just as it is appointed for people to die once, and after this judgment, so also Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Wow. These verses summarize history in a sense, not just in the past, but in the present and the future. Think about it. Jesus came in the past to die, to offer his life, to bear the sins of many. He has come to pay the price for sin and sinners so that you and I can be saved from our sins, so that all people everywhere can be saved from our sins. He came for that purpose. And he is coming again. He's coming back to bring the fullness of salvation to those who have trusted in him. And this is where the present comes in, to those who are, verse 28 says, who are waiting for him. Jesus is coming back for those who are longing for him, those who are looking for him, waiting for him. I think about waiting when maybe my family is out of town and I'm waiting for them to come back. Like, I can't wait for them to get back. I think about not long ago when my wife was gone and it was me and the four kids, and I couldn't wait for her to get back because I was struggling in all kinds of different ways. I was waiting for her. So with anticipation, we are looking to Jesus. We're struggling in all kinds of different ways, and we want him to come back. We are waiting for him to come back. So think about history. We look back. Jesus has come. He's paid the price for our sins. We look forward. He's coming back, the fullness of his salvation. We cry out, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly, because in the present, we are waiting for him and working. As we wait, we work for the spread of this good news in the world around us, because we know that not everybody's heard that he's come. Like, there's tons of people in the world who've still not heard. I think about the Burmese of Myanmar. I was praying for them this morning. 35 million of them, like 0.07% evangelical gospel believing, because most of them have little to no knowledge of the gospel. They haven't even heard that Jesus came to save sins, so they can't wait for him in the present, and one day he's coming back. And if they haven't trusted in him, then they are going to a future, an everlasting future filled with fiery agony. Like, oh, we got to make this news known among the Burmese of Myanmar today. And not just them, but people right around us today. Like, Jesus is coming back at any moment. Are we living with urgency to make this good news known around us right now? So we pray, Lord Jesus, thank you. We praise you for coming once to offer your life for the sins of many, including ours. Thank you for saving us from our sins. We long for your return. We long for an end to this world of sin and evil and injustice, for the old to be gone completely, for the new to come completely, God, for your salvation fully to be made known, for your kingdom to be consummated. Oh God, we long for that. We wait for that. And we pray that while we wait, we would work. God, we pray that we will work today, this week, for the spread of the gospel around us. God, help us to work so that others might know that you have borne the sins of many, that you've made a way for forgiveness of sins and eternal life to be possible. God, use us today to work for that. And God, we pray that in our lives and our churches, you would use us to make this good news known among people who've never heard it. God, we pray for the Burmese of Myanmar. Please send out more missionaries there. Please strengthen the few Christians that are there. God, please cause your gospel to go to them before it's too late. Cause your gospel to go to them with urgency, we pray. Oh, God, give us a right view of history in the past, in the future, and in the present, based on the first coming and second coming of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.